All right, good to see everybody. Thanks for being here. It was a very good win, a team win, a very valuable win in Cincinnati. We're very proud of it. We'll put that behind us. The coaches, in terms of all the work we do on our previous opponent, is done now. We're on to prepping and preparing for Cleveland. The players will be in starting tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be in full Cleveland mode. But once the players get in, we'll have our game plans ready. I just wanted to say about our fans in Cincinnati, it was great. We had a lot of fans there. At the end of this game, they were ringing the whole lower bowl there, and they were smiling, they were fired up, so it was great to see our fans. And then just the last thing, a thank you and a salute to the first responders in Florida and for the job they've been doing, and we see it on the news all the time, and it's just amazing people. We have a very generous and amazing, courageous country, so thanks to all those folks down there doing a great job. Okay.
John, what were you happiest about in this?
I was happiest about the victory. In all honesty, I think that's the goal. You know, it's a team game, a team win. You try to find a way to win the game, by whatever means necessary. So I was happy that we found the means to win the game. In all honesty, I think that's what it boils down to.
John, along those lines, and Joe joked about this after the game. Did you ever think all the different ways you might win a game that your starting quarterback wouldn't have to complete a pass in the second half?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. But it's a good way to win. You know, if you don't have to complete a pass in the second half to win a game, I guess that's a real positive thing. So happy about it and just looking forward to moving on.
How did Joe come out? Did he appear stiff at times with his back, with the long ball and not being able to maybe go downfield? Were there some limitations?
No, there were no limitations.
He came out okay, though?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He feels good. And I haven't seen him yet today, so as far as I know, he's good. I haven't heard anything, so.
Any updates with Danny Woodhead or Za'Darius Smith?
Nothing till tomorrow, probably. Definitive. Danny has a hamstring issue, though. So we'll just have to see what the timeline for that's going to be after he gets his MRIs and different things like that. But I think there'll be a timeline there on that because it's a hamstring. And I haven't heard about Za'Darius in detail. He wasn't out of the MRI yet. So we'll see. I know it's not a structural knee thing. I think I know that. We think we know that. But we'll know for sure when he gets out of the MRI.
How did you assess the timing with the offensive line, Joe, as far as blocking and snaps?
Well, the timing, that's a complicated question. Generally, I think timing was good. But as far as operation, we had some issues, you know. We had a couple delay games. We had a couple false starts. Not really surprised by that. I think that was something that we anticipated being an issue going in. With the way we're running the offense and the fact that they haven't been together. So that's something that, you know, just needs to improve and should improve.
John, the delay of game penalties in the fourth period, the last two Joe had, were they from just getting plays in too late or just him up there not recognizing the time left on the clock?
Yeah, I think it's always a combination of things. You know, something like that shouldn't really happen, so it's hard to put your finger on it. But, you know, whether the plays were not in quick enough, which really wasn't the problem in those two, maybe an earlier one, we kind of got snagged up there on a conversion one. It was we had to take a timeout, I think, in that drive earlier. But we got in a situation where we didn't know if it was a first down or not. And it looked like it was going to be a first down. And they ended up spotting it back a half a yard. And by the time they spotted the ball, there was 20 seconds left in the play clock. And we didn't get a reset. So we had to call timeout on that one. So I think there's a lot of reasons for that stuff. We just got to clean it up.
You chalk a lot of that up to the first game at all?
It was the first game of the year, the number of penalties and some of the penalties that maybe wouldn't be called.
I don't know. I mean, it's part of it. We haven't. I think the false starts and the delay of games are operational that we need to get better at, and we should get better at that. We work together with an offense that's new to us and a group that hasn't been together. Sure, the holding penalties, not really. I mean, the holding penalties to me are technique penalties. That shouldn't happen. I think they were all legitimate calls. And we just got to clean that up, and we got to block better in those situations. We blocked too well throughout the whole game. I tell you, our offense was very physical. You know, there was some guys coming off the ball. I'm talking about offensive line, tight ends, running backs, Terrence and Buck running hard, wide receivers blocking downfield. We had way too many really good blocking outing to have holding penalties bring those plays back. So to me, that's something that just from a technique standpoint, we've got to clean up.
John, after the game, Suggs says, you know, great performance, but we can do better. Mm-hmm. And he pointed out his own one flaw. But do you look at the film and do you see areas of improvement? And you know, are you optimistic after game one that this defense will get better and has time to?
Well, yeah, we're going to get better at everything we do, you know. And the defense, you know, I saw two things for Suggs. So he said one, I saw two. So you know, coach's eye, you know. But he played a tremendous game. He was all over the field, played with tremendous effort, tremendous heart. I'm going to tell you, the level of effort, you know, in the game by both sides, by all three phases, was A+. So we can build on that, you know, and we can always work on the things that we need to work on to chase perfection. I think they had half their yards on five plays, popped a couple runs against us, a couple zone runs, and they hit a seven-route pass on us and a screen. So those are five plays that they got most of the yards. So those are plays that we look at real hard, you know, and try to clean those things up while we anticipate what's coming next from our next opponent.
Just to say, when talking about Terrell Suggs, to have a game like he did at the age of 35.
Oh, I mean, I think, yeah, it says, what does it say about Terrell Suggs to have that kind of a game at his stage of his career? You know, you don't look at him like that. You don't think about that when you watch him play. I'm sure our opponents don't care how long he's been playing. You know, they just look at the player and how he's playing. But it's fun to watch. He's been a real leader by example and by, you know, vocal. And, you know, we really appreciate him. I'm really glad he's on our team.
You mentioned earlier there are no limitations on Joe and he's fine. But did the way the game went in the first half and how well you played, how well the defense played, afford you the opportunity to not just establish the running game and grind out the game, but to take a little off Joe's plate in the second half just because it's the first game?
Yeah, we had the lead. You know, we were playing with the lead. So are you asking me why we didn't throw the ball more? I mean,
no.
You're ticked off we didn't throw the ball enough? I mean, last year it was we didn't run the ball enough.
Well, tremendously, and for the whole second half, and I thought, I just wondered if it was a fortuitous ability to do that because of how the game played in the first half. And also because the first game and Joe had a good first half. And
yeah. I'm not really tying all that together. I mean, I think that's, you can look back on it and say, hey, all that. But it's good to be able to run the ball in the second half, because if you can run the ball in the second half, you probably have the lead. And if you can run the ball well enough to keep the lead or to extend the lead, that's the whole goal, you know. I'm not trying to chase any kind of stats or get anybody ready for next week. We're just trying to finish that game and win that game, you know. And when you're not ahead, you don't throw the ball or you don't run the ball as much in the second half, you know, because it's hard to score points just running the ball. So I think that goes to why sometimes the numbers go the other way. You just try to do what you can do to win the game, and that was the idea. Was it fortuitous, not fortuitous? I'd say, yeah, it was good. It was good because we had the lead. You know, we'd love to play every game like that. You know, that'd be the goal. So, but Joe is fully capable when it goes the other way and when we have to score points, which could very easily be this week, or if the defense dictates that to us, which probably defenses are going to do, you know, we're going to have to be able to, and we're fully capable, the players we have, including Joe and the wide receivers, of throwing the ball all over the place if we have to do that to win the game. So we've got to develop all parts of our game, you know, really in every phase.
Correa and Owosso split time fairly evenly yesterday. How did you think they played? And is it a case where you'd like to see one of them seize the opportunity, or do you kind of like being able to use two different guys there and match up and, you know, play a little more situational?
Well, I think it depends on how they're playing. You know, I mean, if they're both playing, you know, Pro Bowl level, then you play them both. You know, if one of them, you know, starts to separate from the other, then one would take the job. I'd like to see one of them playing at a Pro Bowl level. Neither of them are doing that right now. But they're both playing well enough to win, and I'd put Bam Bradley in the mix there too. You know, I think he's an up and comer. So we'll just let all those young guys play. They'll play defense. They'll play special teams. They'll be in their packages, and hopefully they'll all, you know, continue to grow as players, and all three of them become great players. They all have the ability. They all have the mindset. So we'll see where it goes.
Speaking of young players, Marlon Humphrey got in there. What did you see from him?
Yeah. I thought Marlon played really well. You know, probably definitely earned more snaps. He played 9 plays on defense, played really well on special teams, but I would say he earned more snaps. So he played well. All the corners played exceptionally well. All three corners on the outside, plus Webby and the nickel, played very well.
Alan, Kyle's another guy that seemed to have a good outing. What have you liked? How have you liked the way he's come on over the past, you know, preseason training camp and now?
Yeah, I think Buck has really seized the opportunity. You know, he's running hard north and south. He's breaking tackles, making people miss, putting his pads down when he has to, and he's also really good in pass protection. So, and he has good hands. So he's kind of an all-around type of a guy, and he's doing a good job. You know, I would also add Terrence West played very well. You know, he ran hard, very physical, you know, made a difference in the game.
Doesn't always show up in the stat sheet, but the interior defensive pressure that you got, when you watch the tape, what did you see from some of those guys?
Yeah, I saw interior defensive pressure, just like you said. You know, seriously, I mean, it was we were pushing the pocket, getting our hands up, batting balls. One of them resulted in a ball at the 3-yard line, right? I think Suggs got that one. Then Webby kind of caught a punt, you know, which is good to see he was under that. But we got a good push inside the whole game. We made it very uncomfortable for the quarterback, you know, to step up and see his reads.
John, you've been coaching a good while now. 5 turnovers yesterday. Is that the kind of thing that can be contagious if it starts out the season this way?
I hope so. You know, I mean, probably can. You know, you probably, I don't know if it's contagious. It probably is in a sense. You know, you gain some confidence, some momentum. I do think we have that kind of a group that can get a lot of turnovers in a hurry. You know, teams are going to have to really think about what they want to do against us, because we can create turnovers and turn the game around pretty fast that way. So that's a good thing.
And I think league-wide, offensive line was a big story league-wide. I think 8 teams allowed 4 sacks or more. Beyond the penalties, were you pleased with how that group sort of established the tempo a little and got better as the game wore on?
I was, Jeff. I think it's a great point. You know, they haven't played together, to kind of you guys' points. You know, they haven't been together much as a group, but they've been practicing really hard individually. Then they practiced as a group the last week or so. But they played well. I mean, they were very physical. They didn't have, you know, very minimal assignment errors. Technique was solid for the most part. We're going against a really good front yesterday. So I thought those guys stepped up and played really good football.
In Cleveland, you're going against a rookie quarterback and early in the season. Does that present its own set of different challenges because of not the limited game film? I mean, how much will you watch of college film, but it's a different offense?
Right. Yeah, I don't think we'll watch too much college tape. We have our division of labor, you know. We have our different coaches that go back and look at everything, and we'll pull some of that and we'll have a report on it. But we'll spend our time looking at Deshaun Kizer and what he's doing with Cleveland, what he's done in the preseason, what he did against Pittsburgh. Looks like he played a solid game against Pittsburgh from what I could see so far, just watching a little bit of it for a rookie. He's only going to get better. I mean, he's in there for a reason. Hugh Jackson knows what he's doing when it comes to quarterbacks. And he believes in his rookie quarterback, obviously. Talent, head, poise, all those things. He believes he's got a great quarterback there. So that's the quarterback we're going to prepare for.
Tight ends, you know, they didn't get many catches, but were there other things on tape that maybe were missing that they did from your perspective?
They blocked really well. Yeah, the tight ends blocked very well. I thought Ben Watson, you know, I mean, talk about ageless, you know, here he is out there and he's in the trenches blocking gap schemes and getting up on linebackers and doing a great job. They weren't really targeted that much. I think Nick had the one on the boot play, but all 3 of those guys were a big factor blocking. So that's what we asked them to do yesterday. We only threw it 17 times, so they're not going to get targeted too much, but they blocked well.
John, what is the difference in the blocking scheme compared to a year ago? What are you doing differently?
Well, I mean, as you know, we were a wide zone, stretch zone type of an emphasis for the last 3 years, and now we're more multiple, I'd say. You know, we run all the different schemes. We run gap schemes, lead schemes, counters. Those are all part of the offense in the past, but we're running those to more of a downhill type of running style now.
Is this something linemen like prefer more than what you have?
Is that a rhetorical question? I think it is. Yes, they do. I think linemen like to block the run, right? I mean, linemen like to run block, so that's something that they always want to do. And I think they like to change up the schemes a little bit too, you know. But I tell you what, every type of a system. You know, no one's done a better job with the wide zone, the stretch zone stuff than Gary Kubiak. You know, he's done a great job with it. And that stuff, you know, has had great success over the years. I think he and Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan, you know, kind of built that thing into something that's pretty historic, you know, in the National Football League. But there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, you know. And I think for our guys and for our backs and kind of for our personality, this is kind of what we want to do right now.